Morning. We have this morning more prophetic language from Isaiah. Beautiful language, imaginative language. It conjures up pictures of a perfect time. Trees growing in the desert, flowers where there was nothing but rock. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, so on. All of this is promised by Isaiah as a part of the restoration of Israel, as a part of the going home from exile. Well, it came true after a fashion. God brought them home from exile. They did come back. They did reestablish. But there were no trees growing in the desert, no streams flowing in the wilderness. The blind did not see and the deaf did not hear. And people say there's more to come. God has promised us more. Jesus, in responding to John, points that out. Go tell him what you've seen and heard. All the things that you heard prophesied have been fulfilled. At least a little bit. I mean, yes. Blind people were cured and could see. Deaf people were healed and could hear. But mighty few of them. Most blind people remain blind. Most deaf people remain deaf. And there were still no streams flowing in the desert. God has promised more. God will deliver more. There is a fullness to this kingdom yet to come. Dream it. Imagine it. Hope for it. Wait for it. And Advent is a season of waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled. I want you to think about that word waiting just a little bit. And learn about what it needs to mean to your own experience. I want you to go back with me in time to when you were 5 or 6 or 7. This time of year, 2 weeks before Christmas, you knew exactly how many days there were till Christmas. Everybody in your class knew that. You may not know enough to get 100 on all the tests, but everybody knew exactly how many days there were until Christmas. Because you knew you had to wait. There were some things you just couldn't do for yourself. And they weren't going to happen unless and until Santa Claus came and made them happen. If there was a model kit that you had your eye on at the hobby shop, you could save up your allowance. And in a couple of months, you got enough to buy it. But a bike? By the time you've saved up enough out of your allowance to buy a bike, you'll be too old and feeble to ride it. A bike has to come from Santa Claus. So you wait for Santa Claus. You wait eagerly, expectantly, counting the days. That's the kind of waiting Advent is about. The kind of waiting you did for Santa Claus when you were little. But if all you do is wait, you run into a trap. There have always been people in the church who argue that that's exactly right. You should wait. God has promised. God will deliver. And all we should do is wait. If you get it into a formal theological heresy, it's called quietism. But you see it a lot in strains of piety. They just want to sit around and pray and wait for God to do everything. There's another approach to it that goes the other way. That says, well, God has to do it. God will do it. So we'll let God do it. And in the meantime, I'll take my energies and use them as I please. I'll use it to chase a little money, chase a little fame, or chase a little pleasure. Not worry too much about justice and peace, because that's going to have to be God's doing, so we'll wait for God to do it. That, too, leaves us collectively up a tree. And we surely learn that we can't do it ourselves. And there was a lot of hope, maybe even still a century ago, maybe more a century, a quarter ago, that we were going to work ourselves out of all of our problems. That human ingenuity had been unleashed. The Industrial Revolution was beginning. Everything was going to happen now by knowledge, science, technology. Well, a lot of things did. A lot of things still do. Thank God for it. Medical technology and science today is so far beyond what it was even 50 years ago that you have a lot bigger chance of living a lot longer than even your parents did. And that's good. But we've learned that it's limited. We've learned from sad experience that we can't do it all by ourselves. It's like trying to save up for a bike. It just isn't going to happen. We've tried. And what have we produced? All of our knowledge and science and technology has been mostly directed towards creating more efficient ways to kill human beings. And we've managed to kill more human beings in the last century than they killed in the previous millennium. Justice and peace are not going to happen on our own. It's not something that we can make happen by ourselves. We have to wait. We have to wait. And we have to wait. But we don't wait doing nothing. We don't wait just brushing off the problems. Let me again take you back to when you were 5 or 6 or 7. Not only were you eager in your anticipation and able to count down exactly how many days to Christmas, if you were anything like me, it was probably the best you'd been all year. Because you'd heard those rumors about, you know, Santa Claus making lists, checking them and all that kind of thing. I really want to get that bike, you know. I don't want to do anything to fall into Santa Claus' disfavor. So I was never quite so diligent in doing my homework, obeying my parents, setting the table, even putting up with my little brother. I did it because I wanted to prepare for Santa Claus, and I wanted to make sure Santa Claus came. Well, again, you step back as a grown-up from that, just like you step back from counting days. But there's an insight there. There's a role for us in the meantime. Yeah, it's got to be God's intervention that's going to bring it about. We can't do it by ourselves. But just as we cannot do it by ourselves, it seems that God will not do it by God's self. God has spent 13 billion years waiting, watching, loving this universe into existence, guiding it through evolution. It's now reached a point where evolution is conscious of itself, namely us. And we've got to cooperate. We've got to prepare justice. We've got to build peace. Can't do it all by ourselves. We can't make it happen. We still have this waiting, this anticipation that God will come, that the kingdom will come, that it will all happen, that it will be God's gift. But it's a gift that we have to prepare for. It's a gift that we have to work for. If God is going to plant the seed, we have to break the ground, or whatever metaphor you want to choose for it. I don't know who said it first. I've seen it attributed a number of places. But there's an aphorism that you need to work as though everything depended on you, and pray as though everything depended on God. Because in some sense that you will never quite understand, both are absolutely true. We have a hard time dealing with that paradox, that both of those are absolutely true. But if you go back to when you were 6, you know that both of those things were absolutely true. That bike wasn't going to happen unless Santa Claus brought it. And Santa Claus wasn't going to come unless you were good. Depends on us. Depends on Santa Claus. Depends on us. Depends on God. It can't happen either way. All right, Santa Claus is for kids. Thank God. But we grown-ups need to learn from it. There's some insight there from our childhood that we should reclaim. It's real. It's that dichotomy that makes Advent what it is. It's a time of waiting and a time of working, a time of hoping. It's not easy to do, not easy to keep in balance. But you know, see the light, embrace the light, follow the light, work in the light. The night is almost over. The day is at hand. Wait and work in joyful hope. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.